Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We do want to share that Venezuela's president Hugo Chavez passed away yesterday at the age of 58.
Oh, wow.
He was battling cancer and for the last 2 years, and he's no longer here.
Wow.
And there's great, there's concern about the transition and what's going to happen. I mean, if you remember Hugo Chavez, basically he considered the United States enemies,
mm-hmm.
called us enemies. He's the same gentleman who, and I use that word lightly, who came to the United Nations, and at the United Nations, which is in America, the United States of America, called our then president, George Bush, the devil.
Mm.
I mean, that was such a remark that even I remember Charles Rangel, a congressman from New York, said, "Hey, listen, no matter, he's a Democrat, no matter what our political beliefs are, here in America, we are still Americans, and we still, you just can't come here and talk about our president that way. That's just,
wow.
Just uncalled for, not necessary."
Mm-hmm.
He is also same leader who basically joined forces with Iran and Cuba. I mean, he was very good friends with Fidel Castro. In fact, received a lot of his medical treatment in Cuba, not in his own country, interesting, but would fly out to Cuba and get some treatments.
Right.
But he was a socialist. He was a socialist. And although he was elected president, was a socialistic form of government. And why, there's concern right now after his passing is because they have a very, very large oil reserve in Venezuela. I mean, they are a major big player. In fact, they own Citgo,
right.
The company Citgo. And I think it's in everyone's best interest that they look for a smooth transition of power. And there's a gentleman by the name of Maduro, a 50-year-old former bus driver and union leader. He's kind of taking over, and allegedly within the next 30 days, they're either going to have the elections or announce elections. No one's really quite sure what's going to happen. But you're looking at, the death of a leader that basically had a form of government, instituted a form of government in Venezuela where there's thousands upon thousands and I'm sure millions of people that are mourning his loss. And the poor in that country really, really, truly loved him. And that's because he provided a ton of benefits and resources to the poor. And you're looking at a form of government that you're seeing it. You're
right.
Seeing it, that people will adore you. People will love you because you provide them with resources. You provide them with food and everything else that they need.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. That's not good. That's not good. We need to help have people that are dependent not on government, but not dependent on a particular leader, but that they're dependent on God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the countries around the world like North Korea. They are starving in North Korea. Yet they're putting up missiles and threatening all the stuff. It's like, how about the people? You look at places like Cuba. I mean, they're still driving 1950 cars in Cuba.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
It's like way back, way, way back.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but poverty increased along with his oppression.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, his oppression. So it's not like, these resources that they were giving out was all great and it made everything wonderful and everything better. No,
mm-hmm.
The poverty increased. And the only reason they were able to do that was because of the oil. But if they didn't have that natural resources, most people would be still in the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, I'm believing, and I know many people are believing, this is going to be an amazing opportunity for the gospel to go forth in Venezuela, because now the people can get their eyes off of a man and get hopefully get their eyes off of a form of government for their survival,
mm-hmm.
for their needs to be met, and they can really begin to turn to the Lord. And if we're not careful, I mean, we have people in this country. I mean, you would think that, you know, they would like a socialistic form of government.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, we have a government. We have an economy that's based on free markets.
Mm-hmm.
And the state does not need to take over, right, anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things are not too big to fail. We could just let them fail. All
right.
You know, and it's astonishing. It's astonishing when you think about that. You can have stuff and you can have money, but at the very end, I mean, once you spend it all, once it's all gone,
mm-hmm.
It's gone. Socialism and communism places government in the place of God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It really does. It places government in the place of God, and it's not good. It's not good. And really, we can need to turn back and look at SOS. Remember SOS?
Oh, yeah.
Samuel or Saul. I mean, we can choose God's form of government, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or we can choose a worldly government, and this is what is available right now to the United States.
Yep.
And I encourage you to go to the torch, vfntv.com, and select the torch, and listen to SOS, the Tale of Two Kings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Samuel or Saul. But let me tell you, you want God's form of government. You want God's form of government.
That's right.
Because it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work when we make a people dependent on stuff. I mean, look what Hitler did in Germany. I talked about this before, but there's a book called Hitler's Benefactors. And in Hitler's Benefactors, the people were satisfied. They were willing to close their eyes to 6 million Jews being exterminated, mm-hmm. because they were getting stuff.
Yeah.
They were getting stuff. He was raiding their homes and bringing in, you know, all kinds of furniture, all kinds of stuff. He said, here you go. Thanks to Hitler. Thanks, right. thanks to, you know, to the Nazis. And
mm-hmm.
and they said, okay, thank you. Whatever you say, we say.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you say, we say. And I misspoke. I said that the SOS was on the torch. It's actually on VFNTV.com, VFNTV. And make sure that you go to VFNTV.com and have your access to it, because it's really going to bless you, and we really need that on the inside of us. We need that revelation, because, you know, America really stands at a crossroads. It stands at a significant, significant crossroads. And if you're just catching us right now on VFN Radio, we were just talking about Chavez. Hugo Chavez has passed away, dead at 58. He was the leader and president of Venezuela. And you know, this was a leader that oppressed his people. This was a leader who had ties and was allied with Iran and Cuba, and considered America his enemies. Came to the UN,
mm-hmm.
and said that our president at the time, George Bush, was the devil.
Right.
Okay. And it's like, really? Interesting. And now he is dead, died of cancer. I tell you, you know, the Bible's so true. You know, kingdoms come, kingdoms go. You know, kings come, kings go. But the word of the Lord stands forever. And there's a great opportunity for God to move powerfully in Venezuela. Please, like never before, pray for Venezuela. It's a key player. It has oil. It has major natural resources. And I think that we're going to see, you know, I just sense there's going to be some upheaval in that country. I don't think this is going to be a smooth transition. Although he's had a successor that he's kind of named there in Maduro, but I just don't see that being as smooth as probably they would have liked. And so What we want to see is just the kingdom of God spread all over Venezuela and all across Latin America and really around the world. But when people get totally free and they're not oppressed anymore, and they realize that every true and wonderful gift comes from the Father up above. I mean, some of these people that were mourning him, they were calling him Father. They were calling him Father. And it's like, come on now. Come on now. And but man, when they get free, when you know what? And that oppression now is gone. It's wonderful to see the kingdom of God just take over. And those people of Venezuela, to welcome Jesus Christ as Lord and just see the gospel just spread all over the place. Because that type of government really wants to snuff out. The thing is about snuffing out God and making government God. And government cannot be God. It's not God, and it is a horrible substitute. It leaves people in captivity and totally dependent upon people who are in power and basically running their lives. I think Hitler was a definite sign that we can look to and say, not a good idea.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.